The four candidates differ greatly in their backgrounds.
I'm Henry Adelucci Jr. I'm 30 years old.
I'm Howard Kessler. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon.
Bob Lotain also joins us.
My professional career has probably been so long that I divide it up into chapters or eras.
I am Diane Williams Cox, and I've lived here in this community in my adopted hometown for the past 30 plus years.
Their conversation on ethics focuses on troubles at City Hall. Candidates are pitching their ideas for strengthening public trust in government. Henry Adelucci says he wants to expand the jurisdiction of the Independent Ethics Board, something the board already wants from the commission.
Maybe even giving them a little bit more powers to investigate wrongdoers, maybe even suspend or remove people from out of office.
Three-time former Wakulla County Commissioner Howard Kessler says he's familiar with issues of ethics in government.
I think it's very important from day one that who's ever elected to the city commission, that all of the city commission, including the new people, get educated with ethics. And I know that there's ongoing courses, but apparently it's not enough.
Bob Lotain also suggests widening the ethics board jurisdiction.
At the city commission, the new city commission, this is going to have to be job one.
And Diane Williams Cox says she supports beefing up the board's powers as well. She also backs civil citations for small amounts of marijuana in lieu of arrests.
Looking at possibly using civil citations and other diversion programs for things that are considered criminal right now, but as progress continues, as we continue to grow and know and see what's happening in other parts of the country, we really need to look at how we are locking people up.
The other three candidates strongly support the civil citation concept as well. In discussing law enforcement, Lotain says he sees a potential move of Tallahassee Police Headquarters to the South Side as a positive. He says the idea is to improve relationships between police and the communities they serve over time.
By bringing people, you know, kids and cops closer together in what they want to do with a law enforcement campus, I think is a good idea.
And Kessler calls bridging gaps between law enforcement and the public one of the most critical issues facing us today.
Until the law enforcement looks at and respects that this person is a person, okay, and until the person respects that this law enforcement officer is a person and gives them respect, we're going to have huge problems.
Next up, development. Protecting Tallahassee's iconic oak trees is something each candidate feels is expected of them. Adelucci says his concern is keeping Tallahassee, Tallahassee.
We don't want to end up like another Jacksonville or another surrounding city. We want to be Tallahasseans. We want Tallahassee to have its own look. We want it to preserve our trees and our canopy roads.
While Lotain says balance is key to responsible growth.
Going forward, we got to be more respective of both sides. Development is going to happen. We want it to be done with the character of the city in mind.
Kessler says the next seat 5 commissioner can't, in his words, compromise on protecting Tallahassee's natural gems when developing. And Williams Cox says,
we really need to make sure that we stay ahead of the game as citizens, be informed, show up at meetings, and make developers understand that the character of our neighborhoods and the character of our city does not necessarily require the removal of those things that we hold dear.
The candidates spoke on WFSU's Political Perspectives Thursday. The winner will replace outgoing Commissioner Gil Ziffer. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.